Blog Talk.
Blog Talk Radio Nation, it is Sunday, and you are tuned into a Upon Further Review. I am LeVar, and as
back this
always,
week.
This week I'm joined by Katie. What's going on?
Well, I just had some delicious fish and chips, as the English like to say, or fish and chips, like regular people say. From Din Din out on the West Coast. Hello.
How is that fish and chips? Does it actually come in a newspaper?
No, it comes in a basket. It like totally comes in a basket.
Does it come with hush puppies as well?
No, it comes with really yummy fry stuff. This place called Pit Stop. I'll shout it out. Pit Stop, Polish Street is delicious.
Well, definitely all of our listeners will have to try that if you are out in Vegas.
If you're not in Vegas, slash Golden City, Pit Stop, holler, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
There you go. You know what? This is one of those shows, I think, tonight where we're just going to kind of fly by the seat of our handle, because I will admit to you, we've had some, I would say, some technical issues. Some technical issues the last couple of days, and I wasn't sure exactly we were going to get to tonight, but luckily we are. But I guess the best way to start this evening is to kind of go through the scoreboard update, wouldn't you say?
I would say there's a lot of sporting events that have been happening the past few days, and it's go time for these teams.
Quite a few. It is go time, and I will give you the up-to-date scores as of this moment. In NBA action, right now at the half, Memphis is up on the Clippers, 58-39. San Antonio took a 1-0 lead in their best-of-seven opening round against Utah Jazz, 106-91 today. It was the Lakers, 103, Denver, 88. Andrew Bynum had a monster game in that one. I think the Nuggets I think they now know they have to defend him a little bit differently. And what has to be kind of, I don't know if it's an upset or a disappointment. The Boston Celtics lost to the Atlanta Hawks in their opening round playoff matchup, 83-74. Atlanta now leads that one 1-0.
What's a disappointment is Rajon Rondo, but we'll get to that in a little while.
Yeah, he got ejected from the game. We'll get to that.
Gonna get a big fine too. Yeah, we'll get there though.
Yeah. In NHL action today, it was the Philadelphia Flyers over the New Jersey Devils, 4-3 in overtime. Philly now leads that best of 7-1-0. And it was Phoenix 5, Nashville 3. Phoenix up now 2-0 on that one. I'm going to skip the Major League Baseball scores because there's a lot. I will tell you, in NASCAR, it was Kyle Busch winning the Sprint Cup Series at Richmond. Dale Earnhardt Jr. finished in second. In golf news, it was Jason Duffner winning in a playoff. Ernie Els finishing in second and Luke Donald in third at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. And now I will tell you baseball, a lot of scores here in the bottom of the eighth. In a tight Sunday night game, it is Tampa Bay over Texas 5-2. Other scores on this day included the Yankees 6, Detroit 2. It was Cleveland blanking the Angels. Angels having a lot of problems here to start off the season. If you're an Angels fan, you got to be nervous.
If you were a Twitter fan and you read my Twitter today, it said, retweet if you have as many home runs as Albert Pujols to share. So what did I do? I retweeted.
But you know what? He started off slow a few years ago, and he finished with over, I think, like 35 or something like that. So he always starts slow. But I'm wondering if he's just trying to get adapted to where he's at with the AL. I know it takes a year, but I don't know. But Cleveland blanked the Angels. Yeah, the Clippers played the Yeah, and they've liked the Angels 4-0. It was Toronto over Seattle 7-2. Cincinnati beat Houston 6-5. Arizona 8, Miami 4. Baltimore beat Oakland 5-2 today. It was Atlanta 4, Pittsburgh 3. The Cubs, how about the Cubs? 5-1 over the Philadelphia Phillies today. And also, as we are, might as well, while we're in Chicago there, it was the Sox beating the Boston Red Sox 4-1. Minnesota 7, Kansas City 4. It was Milwaukee over St. Louis 3-2. In 11 innings, it was the Mets over Colorado 6-5. San Francisco beat San Diego today. And then it was the Dodgers beating Washington 2-0. How about the Washington Nationals? Already, even though they still have some ways to go, but they're one of the best teams right now in the majors. So maybe all the talk of the Nationals making the playoffs.
I don't know. The Phillies are kind of slacking here, but I think that West Coast is rocking it this year. Dodgers, Diamondbacks.
Yeah,
I guess only 20 games deep in the season. I don't know.
Yeah, we're just into the season, so it's still a long way to go. So I'm not.
But I will talk about how great Derek Jeter started off this year. He's doing well, not only for my fantasy team, but for that aging Yankees team that needs a little help.
Yeah, they are. They got a few gray hairs around them. I think Clyde Frazier needs to come in and give him some just for Ben. But
Yeah, I'm just like, if Chipper's that old, Derek's that old. They've been in the season just that long. Chipper's a couple more seasons, but they should just hit a home run on his birthday. I say that.
Oh, Chipper Jones. But wanted to kind of go with you. I don't want to talk about the big thing yet with the NFL draft. We're going to leave that for a few minutes down the line. But I guess we're going to start first with we'll start first with the NHL playoffs. We're kind of now into that final four for each division. Kind of a surprise. Over in the West, you've got the Kings, the Blues, Nashville, and Phoenix.
But it's not a surprise. Anyway.
Well, I think some people would. I think, you know, even though Nashville's a good squad.
I can't believe
they're beating Phoenix right now, though. Yeah. Phoenix is a good squad as well. I think the Blues really weren't one of those teams that people thought could go far enough into this year. The Kings, they are as they are, and a lot of people, especially, I know, from ESPN and from other scribes have said that the Kings are one of those teams that when they are hot, they are one of the most dangerous teams in the NHL, but nobody expected them to do what they did that first round.
Mm-hmm. I expected them to do it the first round.
Over in the East, you've got the Washington Capitals, you've got the Rangers, New Jersey, and Philadelphia. Three teams, which I don't think we're pretty much too shocked that they've made it that far, but Washington, every year they seem to disappoint. They're like Duke. You know, people don't – they're a good squad, but when all the odds are on them – well, I guess even giving them the Duke moniker is pretty much too good for them, but when they do too well, people tend to think that this is the year, and then they disappoint. But I will give you a very interesting stat from this, though. Out of the 8 teams that are left, there is only one original 6 team.
Oh.
Yeah. One original 6 team and 3 teams from the expansion 67 era. Which is a very interesting thing in itself. So, I don't know, really, quite frankly, if it is one of those things in which with the 67 squad, I guess now they figure out the time is now and they really got to win. So, I don't know. But from where we're at right now with the NHL season, where do you see it going here with the Final 8?
What? Sorry, my sister was talking to me.
With the Final 8 teams going on, where do you see it going with the Final 8 here in the NHL playoffs?
Where do I see it? It's Kings-Rangers. I mean, that's where I thought it was going to be. I picked incorrectly. I probably should have picked the Kings. I sat there on the fence I don't know how long, and he said, pick a team, pick a team, pick a team, and I went, Rangers. That's how I think.
And
soon as that first round of the playoffs went off, I was like, shit, I should have picked the Kings. And now I'm here, stuck against the wall with the Rangers, the only number one seed left in the playoffs. I don't think they should do bad, but they need to do a lot better than the first round to get there.
Well, I'll tell you what. If the Rangers get eliminated any time before the Stanley Cup Finals, I will give you a chance to repick another team. And if the Kings make it to the Stanley Cup Finals, I will allow you to pick up your Kings and you can use it as bragging rights.
That was just 2 weeks in a row. I was like, I should have picked the Kings. How many times did I tell you that? I should have picked the Kings. Now watch the Rangers win.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
At least your team can't win. That's all I got to say.
When we get to the Stanley Cup Finals, it will be 50-50. It's either going to be either or. I will let you pick whoever wins the Stanley Cup Finals. So it won't feel that bad if one of your teams doesn't make it. It's kind of like, you know, that second chance NCAA tournament thing that Yahoo Sports usually does. Like, now that we're in a different bracket, we'll let you re-choose. So.
Yeah, they should let you do that, man. For like 50% of the win, you know, half the points.
I know.
Let you re-pick the Sweet 16 after half your team's in it.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll let you do that. We are playing for money, but they should at least let us play for rights, you know.
I know. So it's like, you know, at that point, it's kind of like it's 50-50. You don't know who's going to win that series. And now that it's redone and we're reset, we got our final eight. This is what we choose. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Speaking of brackets, since we didn't get a chance to last week, we are going to do it this week because we're only a couple games in, or one game in a lot of series. But we're going to talk a little NBA. And our predictions for the NBA playoffs, even though, like I said, we're a game in, that's not going to stop us, and I think it's still early enough as to where we can make our predictions. Who do you have coming out of the West? How do you see it? And who do you got coming out of the East? And then what's your finals prediction?
Oklahoma City in seven games. Well, they'd have to play the Lakers, right?
Play the Lakers.
They would have to play. It's tough. Well, I know that I want Oklahoma City, to whomever they play in seven games, to come out of the West. And then I know, I don't want to say it, since my ACL on my number one player in all the world has come out. Not that they need him to win games, because they obviously proved that during the regular season. They can't beat the Heat. They cannot beat the Heat. Even when they had D-Row back, he wasn't 100%, but they're not going to win. It's going to be Heat. Oklahoma City, seven games in the championship, and my heart says Oklahoma City because I hate the Heat.
We're in agreement. I'll break it down even more so. I think San Antonio is going to beat Utah, of course, in that series.
Yeah.
I have Memphis beating the Clippers.
I don't want that to happen. I want the Clippers to win, but it obviously in this game one was stupid.
Memphis, I think at times the Clippers are one of those squads that they disappoint so easily. It's like they got all that good talent, but I think seriously when their guard got injured.
He has to spotlight with everybody.
Yeah, I know, and it just disappointed. So I see San Antonio and Memphis meeting in that second round. The Lakers, of course, will beat Denver. Oklahoma City will beat Dallas. And Oklahoma City and the Lakers will give us a good six-game series. I think it will be pretty close up and down. And then in the Western Conference Finals, I got Oklahoma City and San Antonio, which will be very interesting.
Yeah, it's a toss-up between which old team I think is going to win against the other young team.
Yeah. And
it's going to be the Lakers, but I don't care. Too much dirty play in this playoff already, and it's one game deep.
Yeah, we're only a game deep, and I'm pretty sure David Stern is loving it. But it's not like, you know, Brendan Shanahan with the NHL. So
no.
Yeah. Over the East,
many,
I had...
How many suspensions?
Yeah. And over the East, I had Miami beating the Knicks, of course, that first round. Indiana beating Orlando. That was even before that game yesterday. And then Indiana and Miami. Miami easily winning that one.
Smoking that series in five, probably.
Even though Boston lost today, I think they will come back and win that series against Atlanta, and they will go on. I think the Bulls will actually beat the 76ers in this. They're going to be one of those. I seriously think they're going to be one of those stories that they'll make it out of the first round, but now I'm going to have to cross off some things because I don't see them making it out of the second round.
I don't know if they can either. They'll put up a hard fight. They got a lot of spunk in them, but I don't think they can do it without their star.
No, and I was gonna. We're gonna talk about that in a second, but I have Boston, Miami in the Eastern Conference Finals, and Miami easily going through to meet Oklahoma City. I have OKC at six, so that's how I got it. I'm at six.
I don't know how you can say that. Is that like blasphemy?
That is,
as a Bulls fan?
Yeah, no. Blasphemy about the Bulls or blasphemy about Oklahoma City winning the finals?
No, blasphemy as a Bulls fan saying the Knicks are going to win.
No, I didn't say the Knicks were going to win.
Oh, I thought you said you had the Knicks.
No, God, no. No, Miami has to be. No, Miami is going to beat the Knicks in that first round. No.
I was confused. What are you talking about?
No, bad connection there. No.
Yeah. There must have been that whoop, and I didn't hear it.
No, Miami versus Oklahoma City, with Oklahoma City winning it in six. That's
six.
What
I said seven, you say six.
Yes. Not Knicks. No, in six.
I was confused.
But Derrick Rose, speaking of the main story here out of that first day, you got to feel bad for Shumper from New York because nobody talked about his injury that much. Everybody was talking about Derrick Rose.
Nobody cares.
I know.
MVP,
but,
All-Star? Come on, Shumper. I didn't hear about
that
guy until somebody got injured.
But you're Tom Thibodeau. You are South Florida and you're looking at this. What are you telling Tom Thibodeau after the game?
Tom Thibodeau coaches the way Tom Thibodeau coaches. The lead started to slip a little bit. He always puts his stars in the game to pad up the lead. It's not like he's got a deep bench that can score just as many points as any of those star players. Every player on that team has all-star defense. He brought his all-stars back in. That's what he does. And if his GM is not upset about it, I am a little upset that he let him play at all in this first round. The Sixers should have been easily handled without using him so much in game one, to be quite frank about it. I didn't think he should have played until this series maybe got tied, which I don't think is really going to happen. And I was upset because I wouldn't have done that. I'd have brought him out in the second round, let him sit for six games. But that's me. I am not a coach. I'm not Tom Thibodeau. I'm not the general manager. But I just didn't think it was necessary for him to be brought out in the first round, considering the nagging injuries he has had all season long.
Yep. Well, you are right. When Tom Thibodeau is going to coach the way Tom Thibodeau is going to coach, and I think he said that he felt that the lead was slipping away, so he felt it important to have him out there. But, yeah, I do think that they got a lot more firepower that I don't think the 76ers could stop, especially coming off the bench. And I think Rip Hamilton was doing a good enough job as to where I think he could have pretty much finished his job.
Yeah, it's the best I've seen
Derrick
Rip play all season, quite frankly.
Yeah. So, I you know, one of the questions now with Derrick Rose is when will he return? And
next season?
I'm thinking, we do it next season, but when? Because now it's not going to be at the beginning of the season.
Chipper just had ACL surgery in spring training, and he's already back. But it's baseball. You know, it's not basketball. He's not running around jumping all the time.
Yeah.
So he's got to be 120%. Before you bring him back, because you don't need another full game series, 120 games or whatever it is, for them to play with him being hurt every 45 games.
Yeah. And then I guess with that too is that I pretty much think with a basketball, and I've been around it for a little bit, I think with an injury of what he had, he said he heard a pop. I don't see him back until at least Christmas or a little bit after the new year, at least.
Yeah.
So
that's the Oscar big.
Big, huge loss for the Bulls on that one. And now we get about 9-10 minutes left. We still got the NFL draft. Do you want to do Katie's corner tonight?
I just wanted to talk about how poorly basketball is being portrayed and how David Stern is such an advocate about the way that kids and people look at basketball. You know, there isn't a talk about steroids. There isn't talk about drugs, you know. He keeps it pretty clean, and he keeps things pretty family-oriented. But now you've got elbows, and you got bumping refs. I just think that something needs to be done with these people's heads. What do they think they can do? Whatever they want? And then the crap that Ron Artest, quote, Meta World Peace, unquote, says about the elbow that he threw? I was just, He's just a thug. He's been ejected in the 13 seasons, 13 times he's been suspended. And he only got, what, 7 games? That's garbage. I think that he should have been out for the entire rest of the playoffs. And find a huge chunk of money. Because it's not like he doesn't have a track record doing this. 13 times. I just think that David Stern's going to do a whole revamp of rules starting next season. We're going to see a change, just like Roger Goodell did with football. I think examples are going to be made. I think things are going to change, and I think basketball's going to have a whole new look next year. To be honest, I wonder what Rajon Rondo's going to get.
I don't know, and I think, you know, if anything, he may see probably, I have a weird feeling, it's probably going to be the same amount of games that Ron got, if not a tad less, probably 5 games, but a hefty fine. I think he's probably going to be fined. Probably 5 games and, like, maybe close to $75,000 fine, if not a little bit higher.
Yeah, I just... especially on a Celtics team that has so much, you know, to do with basketball history. I never saw Larry Bird bumping nobody as he didn't get a call that he wanted. I just think with the legendary look of the Celtics is not something you should be doing in the playoffs. I already don't think they're going to make it out, you know. I think the Hawks are going to use this to their advantage.
Well, use it to their advantage. And you still got some veterans on that floor who will probably pull him aside and be like, hey, man, we really need you. You can't be going doing that crap. So he knows better. And the sad thing is that Paul Pierce and maybe Ray Allen would talk to him a little bit and tell him, we need you. You can't be doing that crap because we actually now have a shot
because
at doing
right
something
now,
here.
They only have so many games.
Yeah. So...
but anyway, I just think basketball is going to get a whole new look, and I think David Stern's going to be a little upset the draft's coming up in a little bit, you know.
Yeah, he will probably make sure that Mr. Rondo understands that there's no doing what he did and getting away
there's
with
no
it.
There's no place
so.
For that in basketball. Bump your friends
well,
in
no
celebrations. You don't bump officials.
There's no place for that in any sports. There's no fish
well, no,
there. So... but we've got a few minutes left, and I did want to talk a little bit about the NFL draft this weekend. I pretty much wasn't going to give a whole bunch of time to this because I think after the draft, 3 days of the draft, the whole thing is leading up to it, and people hearing Todd McShay and everybody else, you know, rage on, and for months and months, I think they've kind of on draft
draft
overtone. Draft here,
is a little old right now.
It's a little old right now. So
and it just finished yesterday. Today, whatever.
Yeah. after about 50 hours of drafting. But I was going to ask you what you took away from this draft and who actually did well and who actually didn't help themselves.
Patriots and the Browns, I think, came out on top. I think the Bears drafted stupidly yet again. Considering the next pick was a wide receiver, and what did the Bears need? A wide receiver. They just give Devin Hester a title so he can have kickoff returns. Man couldn't catch a ball, and you paid him $2 million more. I just think, I think that the Browns ended up coming out pretty good with that switch up with the trades and trading up, and the stupid Patriots are going to look great again.
Well, I took it from a different look here. I think that the people who helped themselves, probably when you look back at this, well, I'm going to first say who didn't help themselves. I don't think the San Francisco 49ers helped themselves much. They didn't in the first place
with Alex Smith months ago.
And they made wide receiver A.J. Jenkins a shocking pick, I think, at number 29, and they grabbed somebody else, Michael James, at 61. And while Michael James has, big potential, the 49ers already got a crowded backfield. And then offensive lineman Joe Looney's an injury concern, and their linebacker pick, he has a long way to go towards being a productive NFL player. I think that Tampa Bay helped themselves much. Mark Barron's going to fill a huge need at safety. And a lot of people are going to say, why didn't they take Claiborne? But, I also think that the running back and linebacker that they picked up is going to help them immediately. And I actually might say that the quarterback, Keith Tandy, that they got later round was kind of a steal because they needed help there as well. I think that the Redskins, they did pretty well as well. And actually getting, Kirk Cousins in round four, it's baffling, but I don't know what they have planned.
Who knows?
I even think that the Chargers did okay. Chargers did well as well.
They needed to. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, and don't forget the Steelers. To get a guard at 24 and David DeCastro, a tackle on Mike Adams, and then Alameda Tambu, that pretty much fit their scheme, and they went out and did what they're supposed to do. Philadelphia did well. The Jets kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Taking couples in a huge roll of the dice at 16th pick. And like I said, the Patriots, I agree with you there. I think the Vikings did well, and I hate saying that as a Bears fan.
They still got to rebuild. I don't know if you pick somebody up in the draft and the season starts in 3 months. I don't think it's going to – I don't know. They got a lot of work.
They got a lot of work, but I think they got a lot of good young players that could help fill needs. And I think if you are going to draft, you get the ones that fill the needs, not the best player at that position. Because I think that's what the Patriots have done over the last decade. They drafted and not for what it needed. But guess what? We've only got 90 seconds to go, so any shout-outs for this week?
I think I already shouted out my folks for the evening.
Yes, as you've enjoyed your fish and chips.
My din-din.
But it is good to have you back this week.
It's good. I completely blew it off. I was doing stuff with the family, and I was like, oh, man. But this is a good week to remember to come back because there is so much sports going on right now. I have to work ridiculous hours, so I don't ever get to see many sporting events. But I watched on Saturday the live tracker on ESPN, and that was what helped me realize what was going on. I'm just really worried. Of course, I want the Bulls to do well as a fan. But I didn't think they were going to win it all anyway, so I guess not that big of a deal.
Well, we'll keep an eye on them, just as we will with everything else, and we'll be back here next Sunday night. The old clock on the wall is telling us we are out of time. So for Katie, I am LeVar. Thanks so much for listening, and don't forget to find us on Wix.com, our website at Wix.com, at Wix.com/newscommentBTR/fanpage. So for Katie, I'm LeVar. Have a great week, everybody.
Good night.